It's difficult to describe Jacolby Satterwhite's 3D animated videos. They're full of neon colors and fantastical worlds that can transform instantly, like in a dream. Here's Jacolby describing just one of his pieces.
You see, like, giant figures consuming liquids and grills and cars, and everything becomes super distorted and abstract.
Now you're listening to Jacolby's video Country Ball, 1989 to 2012. It opens in a park. Dancers perform on a stage surrounded by Jeeps, outdoor sinks,
KFC buckets, carousel slides, televisions.
These objects are especially important to Jacolby's videos. His mother drew them. Throughout his childhood and adolescence, she was always sketching various objects, medicine capsules, escape devices, jewelry, almost anything. When he was a young kid, Jacolby's mother told him she invented products for the Home Shopping Network and QVC, another sales channel.
Eventually, I would try to collaborate with her as a seven-year-old and try to learn how to draw and improve my skills in order to be her assistant, because she said I could, you know, help her in that way.
He loved it. But when he was 10, Jacolby finally figured out her products only existed in her own imagination. Jacolby's mother was schizophrenic. No one had told him.
When a kid becomes older and go into their teen years, they're more cynical and they're more realistic about the world around them. And so I just realized there wasn't much happening with this. You know, I mean, we weren't rich.
Jacolby says he didn't start seriously reflecting on his childhood until years later.
And I realized all that stuff becomes repressed and buried deep down inside. And it's the only thing you can do to therapeutically resolve it is to deal with it face forward. And that's what I'm doing now.
Jacolby always held on to his mother's drawings. He'd carried them around with him, and eventually he decided he wanted to use them in his art. He asked his mother, who gave her permission. Then he began tracing her sketches and rendering them in 3D. The drawings became key to moving forward with his art. Jacolby is only 26 and still relatively unknown as an artist. He supports himself through grants and artist residencies. That's what brought him here to the Fine Arts Work Center in Provincetown. His studio and apartment are on the second floor of the Quiet Complex.
I have a big studio in Provincetown, and I have a couple of tables all with various stations of practice, and one is for video.
Jacolby's here to finish a 6-video series called Reifying Desire. He uses his mother's drawings in it. But the overarching story is the creation of a world, its development, and its destruction. Jacolby's attracted to the vast universe of video games. He talks about how animators inject layers of meaning into their work. Jacolby uses codes and subliminal messages to express himself.
A lot of the things I deal with within my work are usually things I can't vocalize, I don't want to talk about, I don't want to say. Creating this universe, that I am creating, is a way to dissolve all of the bad things into good things.
Here's another key inspiration for Jacolby. His family loved to dance. Sometimes his mother even demanded it.
She would kind of ask me to come entertain her like a queen. And we turn on the radio and I would just give my best performance. And it would be very amusing.
In some ways, he's still twirling for her. As part of his artistic process, he selects which of his mother's drawings he'll use in his next piece. Then, he films himself dancing, and then he uses that footage in his videos. The way Jacolby sees it, his mother's the first artist he ever knew. She couldn't always support him like other parents, but she certainly inspired him.
I feel like when I work with her creatively, the gap that I'm filling is saying that even though you were not, you know, you aren't able to participate in my life like you wanted to, you are the most important thing in my life, and you have influenced me to actually succeed and to go on and be a better person. Like, you are the number one influence for me.
For WCAI's Creative Life, this is Ruth Samuelson in Provincetown.